Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your lunch hour is going great, or if it's just starting out. What are we eating? 713-572-4610. Maybe it's an Eclair C-Small.
Yeah, it could be. Chocolate.
Is that what you
chocolate eclair?
Ah, okay, there you go.
Or get some crawfish from the Crafty Craft.
Is that where the fellas are
the
today?
Craft, yeah. I actually know that area pretty well because my guy Calvin, my mechanic, he be over in that area.
Yeah,
so I'm actually gonna go over there right after.
Oh, so you
get my car straightened out.
All right, now I want to go too. I want to go get some crawfish as well. As Ron, right on schedule, just walks by with the creepiest grin. Yeah. Just looking like the Cheshire Cat. Looking all wild. All right, let's talk.
I got to know. Ask Ron, Figgy. Ask Ron why he's staring at.
He was looking because he heard us talking about it, and he said, why everybody keep telling us we in the hood today?
And if you and are,
there's a little
cares?
Hood over there.
Hey, if is the crawfish good? The community is going to be fine? We going to fellowship?
Their crawfish is actually pretty good.
What's wrong with the hood?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What's wrong with the hood,
he said,
Ron?
Everybody keep telling him we in the hood today.
What's wrong with
then
that?
We
never be in the hood like that. We always be up north. We don't be in the hood like that, right?
Hey, man, some of the best places are in the hood.
A lot of the best places are in the hood.
I agree.
Is Ron being a snob?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ronald. We're being a snob.
Ronald Charles.
Yeah. Is that? Okay.
Ronald Charles.
Okay. Ronald Charles. Anyways, we don't have time for that. Let's talk more about this because Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator of this Houston Texans team, was talking to the assembly media just not more than an hour ago. Was he doing that? And so there was a lot of things to decipher from this, and I do think that he gave us some stuff. Like I was in some ways encouraged hearing some of the things. I think the one that really lit up my eyes was hearing about, you know, how he deems it very important to establish not just the plays, but the why of the play, understanding what the intent is of the play. I think that is going to benefit this team to a great, great effect. However, just the idea of what the actual offense is going to look like is still something that is up in the air, and intentionally so, it seems like, because Nick Caley was talking about how, you know, right now they want to establish basically the details, how to do it, how they want their routes run, which I think is a fantastic foundation to come at this from. Make sure that the foundational details are good so that whatever plays, whatever principles you put on top of that, all of it is with the foundation of good, sound, detail-oriented football. So I love that that's where you start. However, he said a couple of things that I feel like are kind of at odds, and I don't want this to be like I am banging on Nick Caley, but I do think that it is worth acknowledging to some degree. He said that there's continuing to build their scheme, obviously. And that makes sense, right? What it's going to be. There's a lot of multiple things that they could get to that they want to try out. Whatever the things are that I imagine, you know, work with the players when they try them out. And whatever scheme sticks, I think that's what they'll go with. It feels very reminiscent of what they're doing offensively. Throw a whole bunch of guys out there in different circumstances. Whatever sticks is the one that's the best.
Yeah.
It's very market-oriented. It's very allow the market to dictate what you do. I like kind of that as a theory. However, he said the season is a long ways away, as if to say there's still a lot of time to work through this. But then at the same time, he talked about how You're not going to establish the offense in OTAs. I don't know about minicamp. We'll see about that. But really, like, and then when it talk about offensive line, some of those things, those principles, you're not going to be able to get them on their feet and see if they work. Because, again, it feels like a somewhat of a trial and error type situation until training camp. Training camp isn't all that long. So the idea that the season is a long ways away in order to develop the offense, but also some of the most important foundational parts of this is blocking and tackling that you're not going to be able to get on the feet. How do those mesh as a timeline? Are you also seeing the discord that's happening in my head about this?
No, look, we said it briefly, and now that I've had a little bit of time to digest everything that we heard and saw from Nick Cayley, I want to add one more thing, but I'll get to that in a second. I do feel like what he's saying and what you just said, they don't jibe because there's so little time for these guys to be on the field together. It's one thing to be working out, one thing to be in the classroom, you know, going over things, but to be on the field 7-on-7, 11-on-11, you know, seeing the linemen, the rotation of the line together against, you know, albeit defensive front that's not padded, but still against the defensive front, you have to start now. And he knows that. He absolutely does. So I do feel like that, you know, they are starting to get a good feel for things. And then I started thinking about this, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Because I was with you, and I was right there talking.
Uh-oh. I lost you?
No.
I made a left turn where I should have made a right.
But I still think it's true that this is going to be a multifaceted offense. He said it.
I think so as well.
Gaps games, zone schemes. But I started thinking, because he was talking about what your personnel dictates.
Big, multiple. There was a lot of things. He really put his junk on the table when he started throwing out some of these football
philosophies. He said what your personnel dictates, gaps games, zone schemes, do what's necessary. It depends on what the players we have. I think he said we got. It depends on the players we got. All right?
Why'd you make that distinction of have versus got?
Because he shouldn't have said God, but that's all right.
Oh, you're going to be a snob right now?
He said it depends on the players we got. And this is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
They chose the players they have. They've changed the players they're getting, the players they have acquired.
I see what you're laying down there.
Better fit the gap scheme, better fit the New England style. Look who's playing starting center right now. If you had to pick, you know, based on what they're doing. It's Jake Andrews.
Oh, it'd be something different if Mark Andrews is out here trying to block up.
Cam Robinson. They've got guys, I don't even know if he's going to play, but they've got guys like Trent Brown, you know, that have that New England gaps game. And then the other part of it that's key to me, he seems to be over the top on Cade Stover. Big, hair on fire is what he said.
Yes.
You know, tight end, et cetera. So, yes, you're right. It is going to be, it's going to depend on the players you have, but you're bringing in players that fit a particular scheme more better. And that, to me, is important.
I'm interested to see if that actually translates in the way that you're saying. Like, I hear what you're saying.
Look at the guys they brought in. Even Woody Marks, the one they drafted. Receiving running back. He's really good running the ball. That guy.
Hey, John.
But he's, you know, he's out of the backfield guy. That fits a particular style as well.
Well, I mean, that can be relatively multiple. These guys you're talking about, I think they can fit multiple different iterations of scheme. I think that's the part of that ultimately that I get back to is, what are the ones that work? I like all of this in theory. I like. Mm-hmm. I think the timeline is just the thing that gets me a little, I guess, anxious for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if you can get this thing on its feet earlier rather than later. Now, I guess the question that you ultimately then, and I really should fall back to is, how important is it to get this up on its feet in its full mature, iteration by week one? By week five?
Yeah.
Like by week 10? You get what I'm saying? Like at what point does this thing need to be at least mostly, if not fully realized offensively, because to some degree, it's a long season, right? You figure out more about your team during the course of the season as well. And I understand that, and I'm not trying to ignore that. But also, you need to win some of these games during the season to position yourself well, because we're still talking about an AFC that is tough. You still want to give yourself as best a circumstance as you can to go out there and try and contend against the Baltimores, against the Kansas Cities, against the Buffaloes of the world, maybe the Bengals of the world, depending on if they can get their stuff straight and actually get their dudes into camp, right? those are the teams that you're still looking to contend about, and you still want to make sure you get the wins mm-hmm. that are necessary to get to that place. And so you want to have this offense mostly realized at some point early on, especially because it's going to require a lot from CJ to have an understanding of not just the intent of what you're doing, but then to take that and be able to use that in a way where now at the line of scrimmage, yeah. I have enough of a grasp of what we're trying to do to change it when I need to.
No, I agree, and I think the answer is ideally, and it doesn't always happen this way, week one. I mean, you know, you
when you get the Los Angeles Rams on the road.
Week one is when you want it. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have everything locked in. But I do feel like this is, you know, time is so precious right now, especially with a new offense, new offensive line coach, quarterback in a new role, so to speak, in terms of, you know, kind of blocking assignments and adjustments at the line of scrimmage, changing plays at the line of scrimmage. So, I'm with you. I think it's very imperative. And I think that was more smokescreen, not smokescreen, but, you know, just not really being telling you everything that they need to tell you because they shouldn't, frankly. But I do think they're kind of honing in on what they want to be and really the players that they want to take those roles. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Now, this is a very fair point and a good one made by two texters simultaneously, as if they are texting hand in hand as they go to get themselves ready to join the drive on the Crawfish Tour. From the 713, from the 832, the strength of their defense should give the offense a chance to develop. And I think that is a very fair point and a well-made one. Like, obviously, this is going to require a defense that, one, is way more actualized, and then, two, I think is well apt and capable of carrying the load for a period of time for them to get acclimated. I like that, and I appreciate that, and I think that gives me a little bit more a calmness when it comes to it. But I think ultimately the reason why I bring this up, obviously the timeline is one of it, but I think also it just points to another set of kind of check marks that you're hoping to cross off. It's a lot of things that you want to go right in order to get you to the space, and all of it sounds good, but you have to be able to check off all these things, including can we figure out what the right, organization of this offensive line is in the right circumstance? Can that particular offensive permutation of the offensive line play up to the standard? Is that standard enough of a foundation to then do the schematic things that we want to do? Can we execute the schematic things that we want to do at a high level? Do we have all the guys capable of living up to the standard all the way across? Because one of the standards that he established is that everybody, and I do mean everybody, will block, which, look, Everybody loves hearing that. I know one of the dudes who loves hearing that, and his name is Clint Sterner, right? Everybody will block. Are you capable of actually doing that, or is that one of those things that you say at this time of year that ultimately you get into the season, you can't really live up to? I think there's a lot of things.
That's what he's going to – I think he said that's a non-negotiable period. He went non-negotiable and period. No, I think that's definitely going to be part of the scheme.
Yeah, so that's the thing is I keep looking at it, and I think that, yes, you do have a pathway for this to get right, and I think I feel good about the way that they're going about it. I just wonder if they'll be able to stick the landing for even sometimes circumstances that are outside of their purview, which is just kind of the timeline, and circumstances that are kind of in it. Where the who you chose on the offensive line, the guys you decided to ultimately have there, and some of those things.
And just to reiterate, when he was talking about and asked about C.J. Stroud, he did say no concerns whatsoever.
Right.
Which, you know, obviously we always wanted to see him throwing the football, but he's on his own timeline. He reiterated that as well. But it is important to your point about timelines and getting this offense rolling at ASAP and being ready for the season opener. You know, he talked about mental reps and in the film room and involved in the communication and on the field and all that. Still, you do need that. You do need him to get on the field and start seeing some of these things and making some of these calls with his helmet on.
Yeah, but I, at the very least, one thing I can tell you, right? Because and he's there. He's his toes are on the boundary line. In his essence, like in the videos that I see, he looks like at the first sound, at the first indication that they are willing to get him involved with whatever, you know, outside of the whatever caution it seems like they're taking and keeping him from throwing right now, he's up for it. He wants to jump in there. I can tell the excitement. We can tell the excitement from, you know, when we heard him after Nick Haley was introduced in the, you know, having more, or was that after the season actually, where, you know, having more of a hold on what the offense is going to be. You could hear the excitement that's in his voice. And some of that I imagine is for just the fact that he'll have that. And some of it seems like it just comes from Nick Haley, who seems like it's going to be more of a team project. Everybody's going to be involved, which I think generally when you have group projects where everybody gets involved, it gives you more of an opportunity for people to have ownership and more of an opportunity to really have innovative solutions to problems.
Well, the ownership thing, I think, was probably the most encouraging and enlightening thing that he said when he was, you know, because clearly we knew there was some issues between Bobby Slowick and maybe even some other coaches, Bobby Slowick and the offensive line, Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud. We know that now. But one of the things that he emphasized is he is encouraging players to ask why. So there is going to be that line of communication, and that specifically means C.J. Stroud. You know, C.J. Stroud wants to have a bigger voice. He's going to have a bigger voice.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Really excited to see more and more about this Texas as we get, you know, we see that progress, especially on the offense. Man, if that offense can hit the marks that they are setting up for it, this could be a problem. As I think we'll get to some audio. I think Chris Sims of NBC has similar feelings about this as well. But yeah, man, from the 832, yeah, I think Ron is being bougie, man. Somebody said Ron's going to make sure he presses his car alarm today. And this is the part that made me laugh. Maybe even bring out the club. When was the last time you thought about the club?
I saw somebody probably like a month ago.
No, we still using it right to this day?
Yes, I was.
Does the club actually work?
It was just a hassle.
Do people know what the club is, by the way? I just realized that might be a dated thing.
Chrome or steel or whatever bar.
It go across the steering wheel.
Yeah, across the steering wheel to try and stop people from being able to turn it, which obviously would stop people from being able to abscond with your car.
I was getting in my car. I looked over and somebody had the club on their car. No, I'm like, damn.
Oh, Brandon on the YouTube says he keeps the club in his car. Is the club really still out here?
It is, hey, I guess.
Man, it's a good weapon too, man.
Wait, don't say that out loud. Somebody gonna have to come talk to you.
Oh, it is. Oh, people in the hood know about the club as a weapon.
All right, here you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports. The club, I ain't heard about that in decades. All right, here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. And no clubs involved, but we will do that next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.